Todd, maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the drivers behind those different land tenure agreements. And especially in the Midwest, you guys have seen a big shift in some of that. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah. So traditionally, land was rented through a share rental agreement, right? So a farmer and a landowner split the cost to grow the commodities or produce commodities. And then at the end of the year, when there was a harvest time, then they'd split the revenue. So 50-50 or 60-40 share agreement. But increasingly, we've seen move towards cash rental agreements, particularly in the Midwest. It's now sort of the dominant form. But we also see sort of a hybrid between the two, where you have a cash rental payment, but maybe there's some kind of bonus. So if you make a whole lot of money, then the landowner can get some of that. But yeah, we've seen sort of a real shift in kind of how rental agreements occur. And so one of the challenges there is that does place more of the risk on the farmer, because no matter what, you're going to be paying that $300 an acre, $200 an acre to your landlord. And you're just, you know, hoping that your return margins are where it needs to be to make that still profitable.